This week in Design for the Real World, a small 1940 masterpiece by the legendary designer Raymond Loewy. Cleveland Institute of Art professor Richard Fiorelli takes a look at the Lucky Strike cigarette package.
The design is as simple as it gets. It's ultimately just simply a bullseye on a pack, and the original one was against a green background. Now, the one I have here today is against the white one, which is the one that would be most recognizable to most people, and it's the one that Raymond Loewy would be credited with. He essentially took the bullseye and put it on both sides of it, and as simple as that seems, it has a tremendous impact, has doubled the image, highly recognizable no matter how you put it down on the desktop or a bar top. It's always going to be visible, and right down to tossing it away into a gutter. The image is so simple that it's always going to be highly recognizable. The transformation to the white pack was the fact that during the war there was a shortage of chromium, which they used in the printing process. So they had to get rid of the green ink, basically. And Loewy went ultimately with the white antiseptic cleanliness of it. It gives you maximum contrast, so it's very highly visible. But after all is said and done, it brought the target around to both sides of it. And what I like about that is that design, which we think of can be awfully complex and sometimes is a very simple direct action, and that's what launched this whole program. The pack itself is relatively small. If you take a dollar bill, you can wrap it around the entire pack minus the top and the bottom. It comes to 18 square inches of surface, which is a relatively small area, and the number of characters and letters on that is actually astounding. There are over 250 characters, letters on that surface, and yet if you look at the pack, it's remarkably clean and direct. Part of the design impact was to take all the extraneous information and move it to the edges of the pack where your fingers can seal it. Very well designed, high impact, very potent image. Lucky Strike, I think, it was not Raymond Loewy's creation, but again, to bring together two very simple words. You can be in luck, out of luck, down on your luck. It's just such a potent, volatile word. Strike, which we tend to think of as negative if you were on strike, it can also be a lucky strike. It can be simply a lucky strike at a bowling alley. You can strike it rich. It can be an oil strike. But it's bringing together, in a sense, of two very potent words, memorable. As we all know, during the war, the lucky strikes ended up in the ration kits of the GI. They coined the phrase, lucky strike goes to war, which allowed it to go from a green pack to a white pack, eliminate the problems with the war shortages with chromium. And in that kind of high stressful situation, it would be natural for GIs to light up. The stories I've heard was that if you were to light up a cigarette during the war at night, the flare of the match would be the first incident and would suggest a notion of ready. If the second cigarette was lit, it would be aim, and on the third one it would be fire. And obviously, if you were not struck by a bullet of a sniper, you had a lucky strike.
Richard Fiorelli teaches design at the Cleveland Institute of Art. His story was produced by Dave DiOrio from Cleveland Public Radio. What's your favorite package design? Let us know through our website, studio360.org.